You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz.
On demand.
Mitchell Tenpenny, how are you?
Good. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. Listen to that voice, even this early in the morning. He still sounds good.
Congratulations, Mitchell, not just on your very first number one song, Drunk Me, but also the album out today, Telling All My Secrets.
Man, thank you. I don't even know what's going on right now. This is all crazy.
You know what I love about you, Mitchell, is every single post on your Instagram so far has been like the caption, I don't know what is going on right now. Maybe I'm living somebody else's life, but it's crazy.
It really is. I mean, I know, it's all cliche aside, I don't know what else to say because I don't. This is a dream come true. It's just special, and I'm just trying to soak it all in.
Mitchell, when you were growing up, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because we are in day two of our St. Jude Radiothon, where we are raising, we're asking for people to become partners in hope with us and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. When you were growing up, did you dream of being a country music singer and having a number one record on the radio?
I dreamed of writing a number one record on the radio. I never knew I was going to be an artist. That just kind of happened, and I'm so grateful for it now, and I'm loving every second of it, but never knew. And, you know, God always has his own plan, and you just kind of roll with it. And so this is something I never expected, but very, very glad it happened.
And the reason I asked it like that is because, you know, we're talking a lot about kids and, like, their hopes and their dreams as they're growing up. And I know that you are sporting this awesome This Shirt Saves Lives t-shirt. What does a place like St. Jude mean to you?
It's everything. I mean, cancer's close to me. I lost my father to it. So to actually go and visit, you know, St. Jude and see what they do for these children that deserve every bit of chance and hope that they can get, and to see the facility, to see that parents don't have to pay for anything. You know, all they have to worry about is taking care of their child, which is the most important part there. And I don't know, it changed my life when I visited there the first time this year. Anything I can do to support, because, I mean, those kids are everything. And I don't know, I just, this is such a great cause. Yeah, anyone who can donate, please do it, because this is dear to me, but it's also, it's important. These kids deserve a chance, and I don't know, St. Jude's doing it. They're doing it the right way.
As we were listening to some of these story songs, there's one that kind of came up, and it was Dylan. He's a 16-year-old who had lost his battle with cancer, but it automatically made me think of your new album and actually the very first cut on it, Truck I Drove in High School. Because you think about being 16 and having that very first truck or having that very first car.
Yeah, and we take that stuff for granted sometimes too, and you know, that's sad. I hated hearing that, but yeah, I mean, that's just so young, and it's unnecessary. We got to figure out a way to make sure that doesn't happen.
Mitchell, you are a tremendous talent, a ridiculously amazing performer and songwriter. We are so lucky to have you in country music. So blessed to be able to hear your music, and now we can hear a whole bunch of it. Telling All My Secrets out today, and congratulations on the number one, and thanks so much for your kind words and your you know, your message about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and the importance of it.
No, thank you, and thank you for what you're doing. It's special, and thank you for changing my life this year. I appreciate it, y'all. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Mitchell.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30
on the new Camel at 107.9.